Previously on The Ceiling Fan.
Okay, let's try that again, Aaron, and then you can get going on some more coffee.
Yeah, sure thing, Ethan.
I'm just messing with you, Ethan. Come here, buddy.
Really?
Give me a hug.
Well, the way I figure, I can be close enough to help you out with the ceiling fan.
We're just working on getting McAllister Park back together at the moment. Phil says he's got an uncle in the record business.
Guys, this is my Uncle Bertie. He works for Albatross Records.
Hey, boys. I can have you on tour with some of the hottest acts out there.
Man, this seems to be happening really quick.
I was thinking we might be able to lay aside our rivalry and perhaps work together sometime.
Sure. Unfortunately, my team and I are about to get ready to head out on a band tour.
How in the world do you guys have all this time and money to do all this crazy stuff?
Well, here we are, guys, living the dream.
Wow, this is a really nice bus. What is the name of the record label your uncle works for?
Albatross Records.
Wow, they must have a lot of money.
Well, I think they believe in our band, Ethan. It's an investment for them.
Phil, could I talk to you in the front of the bus for a second? I've got some scheduling adjustments I want to clear with you.
Where is Phil?
I don't see Uncle B-Man either.
We haven't even looked at his resume. We just kind of signed the contract.
Guys, come on, he's fine. I mean, he's Phil's uncle.
What about Phil and Uncle Bernie?
Actually, I think they're talking at the front again by themselves.
Really?
Why is that?
I've never met Uncle Bernie before. And I've known Phil for a while.
Interesting.
Whoa! What's going on? Phil, what's happening?
It's all right, guys. Don't worry. We've got it under control.
We had a blowout.
Wait, that didn't really sound like a blowout to me.
Ah! Oh! Oh, Phil, what are you doing over here? I thought you were going to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, just broke a guitar string and I was...
I don't think you needed to come all the way over here.
Right. Silly me.
Phil?
Job right. Until then,
I better act as normal as possible.
Uncle Bernie and Phil are not going to be happy. They were so insistent on us making sure we take good care of him.
You're right, they were oddly insistent.
I think Phil and Bernie are trying to kill me to death.
Isn't this kind of paranoid, Ethan?
I just feel really uncomfortable about the way he's been acting. I need to know. Are you with me?
Ethan, I'm always with you. What do you need?
What? Where's Phil?
Outside.
Are you sure?
No, go back to bed.
All right.
Where's Aaron?
Let's go find Phil. Aaron. Man, I don't like the way Phil acts around him. You hear that, Uncle Bernie?
Ethan?
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing out here?
Hello there, Ethan Daniels and Phil Jenkins.
Aaron.
Why would you go without me?
I just wanted to get to know the city, you know?
That's so uncharacteristic of you.
Oh, is it?
I found this in Bernie's suitcase. Both of them have a gun tucked inside their jackets. I don't think Bernie is really Phil's uncle.
We gotta get away from these guys. We need to find some way to get back to Shipshawana.
Don't worry, I can handle that.
Great.
Where are you?
I'm backstage helping Phil pack up the equipment. He won't let me leave.
I'm booking a flight right now on PriceWire.com. I have a friend who said he'll give us a ride immediately following the gig.
It sounds great. We gotta get away from Phil and Bernie. You there?
James? Hello? Are you there?
Hello, Ethan.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
No, it's me, Aaron.
What? Aaron?
The guy touring with you guys isn't really Aaron.
Maybe my friend Remington will change your mind.
Ah, you have a gun?
Sit down on the chair and don't say another word or I'll...
What's going on?
Ah! Hey there, Uncle Bernie.
I think you boys have the right idea. So let's hang out all the way to the county fair in Little Austria. Very good. Let's get going.
And now, part one of the exciting conclusion of The Ceiling Fan, Season 3.
James. Hey, James, I think everyone's asleep. This isn't good.
I know. What happened to you after you hung up?
I didn't hang up. I guess I lost you. Then this Aaron came and held a gun to me.
What?
Shh.
Sorry. A gun?
Yeah, but before that, I got a phone call.
Yeah, from me.
No, another phone call. From Aaron.
He called you before he held a gun to you?
No, well, yeah, but it wasn't him.
Then who was it?
Aaron!
I'm confused.
Okay, listen, the Aaron back there, sleeping, isn't the real Aaron.
What? How is that possible?
I haven't figured that part out yet. All I know is he's definitely part of the plot. And you and I, we're prisoners on this bus.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I didn't have time to get the flight booked. But I did set up for my friend to pick you and I up backstage after tonight's gig. If we can find a way to escape.
You think we can without Phil and Bernie catching us?
Well, that's just it. I was looking at the touring schedule, and it looks like he's got you and I down to do an a cappella duet tonight, which means all three of them will be sitting in the audience waiting for us. As soon as the song's done, we get out of there. There's another performance coming on right after us, and then you and I are supposed to come back out on stage to do one final song. But by the time they realize we're not coming back, we'll be long gone.
Wait, we're doing a song together?
Yeah,
you think maybe we should call ourselves something different?
Hmm. Yeah, maybe you're right. Since it's not the full band, it's kind of like a side project.
How about the Family Van Trump, after Ronald Trump, the famous guy you met that one time?
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that's an awesome name.
I hope we can pull this off.
So do I, James. So do I.
Ethan! James!
That's Bernie. Just act normal.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Look out, everybody. Look out, everybody.
Yes, good evening. Hi, I'm Robert Skeed, sitting in today for John Weissenberger, who is taking a nap and eating a sandwich in the back room. Back room, not the bathroom, man. It's so cold to be up here in the newsroom. Well, as there's absolutely nothing whatsoever to report today, our news team has resorted to interviewing kids we found out in the streets about pretty much nothing. Really boring stuff, I assure you. Our special correspondent newsman, Sir Jimmy Kent, is on the field. In the field. Jimmy?
Well, John, Robert, all things considered, I'm pretty bored. There hasn't been much to do today except keep tally marks on how many threatening organizations are setting up base here. So far, I'm up to 6.
Well, do we have any interviews to air?
Well, I talked to a few kids earlier today, but we couldn't think of anything to talk about.
This is a dilemma. I suppose we could just report on how little there is to report, and then we could, does it have one kid? Well, Robert, what are you waiting for? Get interviewing.
Sure. Hey, kid!
Get away from me! You're a stranger, and I don't want any candy! I don't want any candy!
Hey, it's okay, kid. I wasn't gonna give you any candy anyway. There's enough of that on the sidewalk for everyone to share.
Oh.
Actually, my name is Jimmy Kent from the Ceiling Fan News Network. And right now we're doing a story on how little there is to report.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems like nothing ever even happens here. I can't even remember the last time an evil mind controlling company or counterfeiting ring set up base here or something like that.
I agree. It's like this town has been living in the 1790s for the last 400 years. We're so stuck
in the
past.
I mean, I hear stories all the time on the radio about towns getting taken over by mentally insane evil guys trying to steal government secrets and stuff, but it's like, hey, nothing interesting ever happens here.
Well, thanks, kid. Well, John, I guess that's it. There's absolutely nothing to
Hey, it's sorry to eavesdrop, but I heard you were complaining about how nothing ever happens here.
Sorry. Would you like to be interviewed, too?
Well, I don't know about an interview. I get kind of nervous with those. But a few questions is okay.
Okay. Do we have any questions?
Yeah, right here.
Por qué crié usted que este pueblo no tiene absolutamente nada... Oops, wrong side. Why do you feel
Esto no es una ciudad aburrida. Tantas cosas diferentes que sucede todos los días. Es una locura lo mucho que sucede en un lugar pequeño como este.
Sí. Mucho gusto. Es el baño. Muy. Well, Robert, I guess that's it for now. Back to you.
Well, that was certainly uninteresting. Thank you for scraping some sort of a report together there. In other news, Town Hall was demolished this morning after an air raid from Connellsville destroyed half the city. Mayor, whatever his name is...
Hicks.
Hicks. Mayor Hicks says that this destruction will probably do nothing to stop the multi-level corruption in the town's government that has been rampant since Mayor... Whatever her name is.
Faye.
Yes, Faye. Since Mayor Faye came into office. Well, that's all for today. Night. That's all for tonight. This has been the Ceiling Fan News Update. Good evening. Night. Good night.
Hello.
are, boys.
You know, you always say that.
Well, it's my trademark.
Maybe you need a different trademark.
Maybe.
Well, this looks like it's gonna be really fun. I've never been to a fair before.
That's not fair.
Good one, James. You're so funny.
Thanks.
We get along really well, don't we? We should probably just hang out together all day, huh?
Okay.
Just without the other guys.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't think so, guys.
Oh,
I'm gonna need all of us to stick together all day.
What about the rides and the animals and stuff?
We'll see about that, but we're not gonna split up. Now let's go.
This is gonna be harder than I thought.
Good thinking on that going off together thing, but we still have the chance tonight. Oh, look! Cotton candy! Can we get some?
Sure. You love cotton candy, don't you, Ethan?
I guess. I'm not too hungry right now.
Hey, look. Hot air balloons. You like those, right?
Yeah, I think so. I've always kind of wanted to take a ride on one.
Let's go take a look.
Hey there, kids. How are you today?
We're okay.
Just okay? Well, I know something that will lift your spirits.
Oh, please, tell us.
Well, this right here is the latest and greatest in hot air balloon technology.
Haven't they been around for, like, hundreds of years? I mean, how much more advanced can they get?
Well, my young smart alecky friend, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, old group of comedians, hey?
Well.
Well, this hot air balloon is like nothing we've ever seen before. It has automatic lift using the weight of the passengers to trigger the torch, which makes it far more dangerous but amazingly convenient for the pilot.
Yeah, right.
Did I say something funny? I didn't realize I was doing a stand-up routine here.
Well, you just said that a hot air balloon could be dangerous and... I'm sure it was one of the leading causes of death in 1802.
Listen, kid, you may think that's funny, but let me tell you, being a pilot of one of these things is one of the most dangerous vocations known to man. Did you know that without the proper training, you could climb into one of these things and find yourself caught in a jet stream 60,000 feet in the air, then come plummeting down without warning, barreling to your most certain demise? Not to mention the dangers of birds, planes, air pressure, etc. You could fly so high your lungs would collapse and you wouldn't be able to breathe. or you could even freeze to death. No. If I were you and even had a fraction of a concern for my height, I would think twice before even climbing into the basket of one of these babies, much less attempt to fly it.
Oh, wow. That's completely and utterly terrifying.
So, any of you want to go for a ride?
No thanks. I think we're gonna have to pass today.
Are you sure?
Yes. Quite. We gotta get going anyway. There's lots to see.
Come on, live a little or die a little. You never know what can happen when you get in one of these things. You could go plummet into your death or fly.
I don't want to ride a balloon anymore.
Now that was a fun day. You boys ready to go sing?
Yeah, I think so. Right, James?
Yeah, we are. And I changed the band name to The Family Van Trump.
Just because it's James and I. Sort of like a side project sort of thing.
Okay. Sounds fine to me.
But first, I need to talk to James about something.
What? No, you guys gotta go on right now. We'll be in the audience waiting for you.
Okay.
Now get out there.
All right.